Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Goes back to that old adage, man. Just get a win. You know, man, you got it in this weekend in Seattle that just got embarrassed and they own stadium. You think they're going to be mad coming down here?
Probably.
You think that Russell ain't looking at that film today? I see where we can explore some stuff.
Yeah. Not to mention it's the defense that they practice against,
yes. You
know, every single time they practice.
Yeah.
So they're pretty familiar with the idea of what the defense is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That might help them a little bit too. Yeah, no, like, look, unfortunately to me, we're at a point in the season where, you know, the week by week matchup is such a secondary story.
Yes.
And that's what sucks. Like, I would love to come in and talk about what happened specifically yesterday in the football game, but no one really wants to hear about why Vic Beasley's not getting to the quarterback anymore. What people want now is blood. That's what they want.
You know
that's
that.
What
I mean,
want.
That's why everybody—the first thing out of everybody's mouth is Dan Quinn going to be fired? Okay, if they don't win, yes, he will be fired. Even if they win and they go 7-9, he will be fired. But at the same time, there's no reason to keep asking that question. Dan knows what's going on. Dan's a professional. He's
sure.
been in this profession for long enough to know that this is a production business, baby. And I'm not producing, and my team's not producing, and I put it on myself by saying I'm going to be the defensive coordinator. I put this on myself by saying that I'm going to get this guy right. This other guy's going to play better, and it didn't work.
Absolutely, and
it
that's
didn't work.
Why he's the one who has to be held most accountable for this thing because you know he's the head guy. He's the head coach. It's his fifth season. It's not his first year, and he took over the defensive play calling, which we'll get to in a minute. He talked about that after the game, and maybe he's not doing that as much as we thought that he was doing it. But I'm with you, Randy, as far as what's going to happen with him. I mean, unfortunately, I think that's pretty well settled.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn's not going to be the head coach of the Falcons next season. And I think most of us are there.
Yeah.
People just want to see it. People want Arthur Blank to do it.
My thing is, okay, doing it right now, what is that going to do? That's what I'm saying.
What
is it going to do? Because we talked about this in the bullpen. What if they do that and this team plays better? Now you're in a dilemma if you're Mr. Blank. They played better than him. And then, like you said out there, then you're stuck with a Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, you get yourself a Freddie Kitchens situation.
And I'm not going to exalt the GM either because if this happens, everything got to go. You got to make a clean sweep and you got to go in a new direction if you're Arthur Blank.
And that's why I think personally, and look, if it were me, I would make a move just because there's no point to me if I'm the owner of the team.
Right.
There's no point in having an ineffective head coach on the sideline anymore.
I need
for my own personal therapy or whatever it would be, I got to move on.
So
from
you would
this.
Feel better if they moved on.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
That's what I would do. And again, you're right. What's the point? What would actually be done? I don't know. It would make me feel better
about
the person that I hired to do a job who's not doing the job to have him go.
Yeah.
Even though all the people that he hired and I'm paying also to do their jobs aren't really doing their jobs either, and they're probably going to be here. The reason I don't think that they're going to do that is because I do think that Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff are a package deal.
Yes.
And it doesn't make any real sense to me to get rid of Dan Quinn, say, after the Seahawks game if it doesn't go your way, and then wait until December or January to get rid of Thomas Dimitroff.
That's a real
That's
strong,
just weird to me.
There's a real strong possibility that I think if they have another performance like they had last week, he might not be here.
Okay.
I think just because of everything you said. Because, you know, I mean, the one thing about Arthur is, of course you're happy about United and all that, but that's his baby. Them Falcons, you know what I'm saying? And he knows how close they were to getting that ultimate prize for him. And now they're in a situation where he might have to start this thing all over again. But the thing about it, you got which – it's not a bad job because you got a quarterback already. You got quarterbacks. You got a wide receiver. You got some young pieces on defense that that are going to just get better. Grady's going to keep getting better. I mean, Grady is not disappointed at all this year. I hated he had to go out yesterday, but he did come back and just gave his best effort. Deion's got to play better. He just does not look like himself. He does not look like the 45. He just doesn't look like it. I don't know if it's the foot, whatever. They have got to find a way to just get one win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.